figured it would be out of batteries by now. So, here is the file that we have. Okay, so we've got employee ID, last name, first name, manager ID. Now, the manager ID is the employee ID for the person that's the manager, right?
Where did you get this? What is this here? Is this the notes? The one in the notes?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, number 7.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
So, for example, Smith's manager is 7902. So, if we look for 7902, is Ford. So, Ford is Smith's manager. Okay. Which what? Okay. So, Smith has a manager of 7902. And if I look down the employee IDs and I find 7902, then Ford is Smith's manager. Okay, so 7902 is down here, and so Ford is Smith's manager. So, since Ford is Smith's manager, okay, so that's what the manager ID and everything is about. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to point out, what that is. Okay, so now we're coming down here, and this is the one that we ran into some issues on. Okay, so we first define a manager table, and as I said, it's a cursor, it's an array. What it wants, we want to put into that is each manager goes in once. We want to know who the managers are. Because if we take a look back up at this table, you can see that, for example, 7839 appears with three different people up near the top and then two more people down at the bottom, and so it's the manager of many people. I just want, for this particular thing, to have a list of all the managers. So therefore, I want 7902, 7698, 7839, but then I don't want those again because I've already got 7839. So I want just the unique managers. Okay? And if I copy this and put it on Notepad, I can actually bring it up again if I want to without scrolling around. Okay. So what I'm doing here is I'm setting up an array or a table, the T manager table, and it is going to be made up of just manager IDs. Okay? So when I find a manager ID that doesn't appear in the table, in the array, I'm going to add it to the table array. Okay? This is that table, and I've set up a type, and for this program, I'm using vManager ID table, which is of that type. Okay, so in this program, I'm calling it vManager ID table, and it's of that type. Then I set up a cursor, and the cursor is select manager ID from employees. Okay. So I'm going to have that list of manager IDs, and I'm going to go through that list. And when I find a unique manager, a manager that I don't have in my array, I'm going to put it in my array. Okay? So I've got my array, and then I've got the list of managers. So this is my... my array slash table. So now I go down and I open the cursor. So when I open the cursor, I'm going to get a list of all of these managers. Okay, so I'm just getting a list of the managers. And that's what's going into the cursor, is just a list of the managers. So the first one is 7902, the next one is 7698, and what I'm eventually going to do is put that 7902 into the array, put the 7698 into the array, put the 7839 into the array, but not put that 7839 in, not put that 7839 in, because it's already there. So I come down and I said, fetch C employee one, that's the name of the cursor, into manager ID. So it's going to get the first one, which is 7902, and put it into manager ID. Okay, here's manager ID over here, and I'm going to put 7902 in there. Okay. So now I come down and I set the found flag to false. I set the loop count to 1. And I say, okay, while the loop count is less than the manager ID table count. What's the manager ID table count at this point? I haven't put anything into it yet, right? So it's going to be, to start out with, it's going to be a 0. Because I haven't put anything into it yet. I've set up this empty array up here, but I haven't put anything into it. So it's going to be 0 at that point. Okay? So then I say, while vloop count, which I just set to 1, is less than or equal to the count of what's in the table. Well, the count of the table is 0, so it's not less than or equal to. So I'm not going to do this loop. Okay, it's not less than or equal to. So V loop count is 1. Manager ID count is 0. So I'm not going to go into the loop. So I drop out of the loop. And I ask, is found flag equal to false? Yes, it is, because I set it to false right before I came in. And if I had found a match, I was going to change it to true. So I'd set it to false. So then I said, okay, go to vManager ID table. The count is 0. Add 1 to it, so it's now a 1. And put the manager ID into the first slot of this table. So I'm going to put the 7902 into that first slot. Okay, because I said if the found flag is false, and it is, then vManager ID table, which is the cursor, basically. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. The manager ID table is the array. I said cursor, I meant array. It's the array. And so I'm saying, now take its count, which is 0, add 1 to it, so it's now a 1, and put this V manager ID into the first slot on the table. Array table. So I put it into the first slot. So at this point, vManager ID, which is 7902, goes into that slot. And that slot is 0 plus 1, so it's therefore 1. So it goes into the first slot. Okay? Okay. So then I come down, and that ends the if, and it also ends the loop. So I loop back. Okay? I'm going to loop back.
It's going to keep going.
Right.
Until it gets all.
Yeah. So I'm looping back to the top loop. Okay? I'm looping when I loop this end loop goes with this loop. Okay? So I'm looping back to that point. So I'm fetching the next employee ID. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Ironically, this is going to sound weird, right? I'm kind of good with all of this, right? Everything, I understand it.
Okay.
Except now, I just need you to clarify a little bit more for me, though.
Wait just a second. Okay, 7698 is the next one, and then you can continue on with what you were saying.
The first line under declare type. Team manager table is in. I get the point of that, but the type right before manager table, is that basically just matching the type with the employee manager table type?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's saying look at the manager ID on the employees table, and when you set up this array, set it up to hold all of those manager IDs.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm good.
So it's going to be this array, that the only thing I'm putting into it is the manager ID. Okay? So I'm putting the manager ID in there. And then, what do we say, 7698? 7698. So the next fetch is getting 7698. So it's now getting 7698. Okay? So it comes down, and it resets the pound flag if it was set to true, but anyway, it resets it to false. Notice there was an exit there if it wasn't found. It sets the loop count to 1. So now I'm saying while loop count is less than or equal to the count of the table. So what's the count of the table now?
1.
Okay. And it is therefore going to go into the loop. Okay? So I'm saying, so what I basically did is the first time I didn't use the loop because the first one clearly wasn't going to be in there. So I just dropped out and put it in. So that was kind of my initializing thing. Okay, so now I'm saying while V loop count, which is a 1, because we just set it that, is less than or equal to 1, it is, so we go in. If vManager ID equals vManager ID tag table, okay, modified by or indexed by vLoop count. Okay, so I'm asking if the vManager ID, which is 7698, is equal to the first thing in the table, because I've just set loop count equal to 1. So I'm looking at it and saying, is 7698 equal to 7902? Okay. So if they're equal, I say found, and I set it to true, and I exit. And this is problematic, the exiting out of here, for some people. Okay, so then that's the end of the if, and I say, okay, add 1 to V loop count. So I go back, and this is the inner loop, so I'm going back to the inner loop and saying, okay, I've just added 1 to loop count, so loop count is now a 2, right? Is 2 less than or equal to the count, and it's 1, so the answer is no. Okay, so I drop out of the loop. Found flag has stayed false. And so I put the 7698 into the table. Okay. So now I've got the table as now containing the 7698. Okay. So at that point, I end the loop and I go back to the outer loop. And I say, fetch. And so I fetch the third one. And the third one was what? The third manager ID was 7839. So I'm fetching now 7839.
Okay.
So 7839 is now in manager ID. And I set found flag to false. I set loop count to one. And now I say, is loop count less than or equal to manager count? Well, what's manager count now? Two. So it's now up to two. Okay? So loop count is less than that. So I go in and I say, is the manager ID, which is 7839, equal to the first thing in the table? Because loop count is one. So I'm now looking at the first thing in the table. Is it equal to the first thing in the table? Okay? And it's not. Okay, so I end the if and I add one to loop count. So loop count is now a two. I loop back. Two is still less than or equal to two, so I go in and check, and I ask, is the manager ID equal to, and I'm now comparing to the two. It's not. Okay? 7839 is not equal to 7698. So it's not equal. Okay? So I drop down and I add one to loop count. And loop count is now up to a three. I come in, is three less than or equal to? It's not. Because I only have two things in the table. So I drop out. If found flag is false, it is. So I put the 7839 in here. Okay? And then I put that in. I drop out of the loop. I go back and I fetch. And the next one is also 7839. So the next one is also 7839.
So from where I know, that one's going to be true instead.
That's right.
Right.
So that one's going to be true. Okay, so it's going to go through and it's going to check the first one, and it's not. It's going to check the second one. It's going to check the third one, and it is equal to the third one. So if it's equal, I set the found flag to true, and I exit. So it went through one, two, three. Three it found a match. I exit. And I then drop out to right after the loop, which is where I say, if the found flag equals false, okay, and it's not. So that means I don't put it into the array because it's already in the array. Okay? So I drop out to the end loop, and I go back and fetch the next one. And the next one is also, is also 7839. So that one's not going to get added either. What's the one that follows the 37839s? It's 7698. So that one's going to not be added because I've already got a 7698 in there. So next one is 7505. That one's going to get added. Does that make more sense than it did the other day?
Yeah.
Since it made no sense the other day.
Yeah, I don't know why it didn't.
Well, it didn't because we only had a few minutes and I was kind of looking at the code as opposed to stepping through the code. And I think that made a difference. I was just looking at the different steps of the code instead of just stepping through.
If you had said, oh, this is going to look for just the single numbers, not going to put copies, I still wouldn't understand what we were doing until like today. I don't know.
No, stepping through it is easier, and I, on what day is today? Thursday, so it must have been Tuesday. Tuesday, I just didn't step through it. I just went through the code quickly because we were... Okay. Tuesday was kind of an interesting day.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the way this is going to work. So does it make sense? Okay, so what I'm going to tell you is there are two more examples in here. And I want you to go through them, and then I'll go through them. And I don't know if you really went through this one or not, but I think that actually does help. What did I just do? Smart Ink.
You got two different things about this one. You got two different characters.
This one. It's not complicated. It's just,
actually,
come on.
So not only do we have one character,
this is my space.
Okay, then the third one, that was the first one, right?
That was the first one, yeah.
Okay.
The second one's the...
Now, the second one, I go in, and it is the same thing, basically.
The first one.
Okay, but what I've got here is the first one, okay? So if you look at this part, it's the same as the first one. Okay, so what I went in on this one and did is, actually, we can run through this one, and then I'll leave you the third and the fourth to try to figure out. So I set up a cursor that is going to contain, I did went through and got the all the managers in the manager ID. And then I set up another cursor, which is going to say select employee ID salary from employees for an update of salary. Now what that means is when I say do an update of salary, it means is it holds it for me. So somebody else can't play with it. It kind of freezes it for a moment because I'm holding it for an update of salary. I don't want somebody else playing around with this while I'm doing it. So I say hold it for an update. And you'll look at down below, there is on an update statement that says where current of. And those two go together. That saying for salary, where current of, means take the one that you're kind of holding and working on here and do the update of it, and that will release the one that you had the hold on. Okay.
So you forget to update.
So you have for update of salary,
yeah.
And I put these down here. The first new element is the for update clause. The clause is used to lock the current data being used so no one else can access it while you're doing the update. When the transaction is complete, the exclusive use will be lifted. Okay. And then the next line says, the next new element is the where current of clause, which is used in my update statement. Okay, and does it say it references the current row? Doesn't say much more than that. Okay, so then what I did is I closed the C employee one, which is means I'm done with the first part. I've got the cursor, and the cursor has the employee, all the employee numbers. And so now when I come down here, I am going to go through and find out if the manager employee ID is equal to one of the ones in the array. And if it's equal to one of the ones in the array, then I'm setting the flag to true. Okay, if it's not equal, if I go all the way through and I don't find a match to the array, then the flag will stay false. But I'm gonna step through the elements in the array, and if I find a match, okay, because I've said it's V employee ID equal to V manager table modified by loop count. And loop count keeps growing like it did on the last one. So I check everything. if I find a match, I say true, and I exit. And then I come down here. If the found flag equals true, this is the raise they get. If the found flag doesn't equal true, this is the raise they get. Okay, so I calculate the raise based on whether they are a manager or not. Okay, so I have my array of managers, and I go through my array of managers, and if they match to a manager, then I set the flag to true. So managers end up being true, and then when I come down here, if it's true, they get a 10% raise. If it's not true, they get a 2% raise. Okay? And after I have figured out the raise, I do an update where I set the salary equal to the raise that I just figured out called V salary, and I update. Okay. So basically, I'm going through there and giving everybody a raise. Okay. So if you're a manager, you get a 10% raise. Okay, so... Now, if you look at the employee, because I was playing with this yesterday, and if you look at the employee table, where am I? I want to be up one a little bit more. I don't quite know what I did this when I wrote this program, but if you look at the employee table, which is the one that I'm using, employees was a copy of EMP. Manager ID is not what it's called in there. It's MGR. So if you want to test this program, you make a copy of employees, of EMP rather, and save it as employees. And then you have to go through and change where I was talking about manager ID up there, and where I was talking about manager ID, change it into MGR. Because on this particular, I don't know why I changed it, but I did. I think it's probably because I decided that manager ID made it clearer. And so I probably went in and changed it on the employees table. But when I was playing with it last night, or yesterday, it didn't run. And the reason was MGR instead of manager ID. And I had to go and change it to MGR. Okay? So keep that in mind. Okay, the third one and fourth one I'm going to have you look over, and I will go over them next week. But I really want you to go through and look at them. The third is kind of an add-on. The fourth is a better way of doing it. So it's a quicker, more effective way of doing it. So I want you to look at third and fourth, and I'll look at those next week and listen to the tape, Mike. Hopefully it will work. Okay? So I'm going to go over those next week, but I want you to look at them before I go over them and see if you can figure them out, and then I'll go over them. Huh?
Like right now?
No. Oh. Sometime between now and next Thursday. So sometime in that week. I'm going to go over them anyway, and if you prefer to have me go over them, that's fine, but I think it would be worthwhile to try to go over and figure them out and then move on. Okay. Okay. Then what I've got here, that... is another set of cursor examples. And that's the one we've just been looking at. So I'm going to now look at some cursor things. You were asking about what we had left, our time-wise and everything. After we finish cursors, we need to go back and look at records and table types. And we've already actually seen an example of a table type in this last program, where I said type equals table, and it made an array. So we're going to go back and look at that. Then we've got to look at exceptions, procedures, functions, and triggers. So there's really only, and we're in what, week 10 now? We're in week 10. So yeah, there's going to be some slack time at some point because... Because there's not that many things to look at. Okay, so examples, we're going to go over a class. I want to just go over these quickly and look at them. And actually, I can bring them up. And you can download them and run them if you want to, too. But I have them in PuTTY. That's actually what I was doing yesterday, is making sure they were all in PuTTY. Edit payroll. Cannot find payroll. Wonderful. What did I call it? Pay program. All right. Pay PROG. Ah, come on. I know that was supposed to be out there. I put it out there. Now I'm starting to say, and I know I typed commit. I thought I know I typed commit. Who knows whether I typed commit? Okay, so I am wrong. They're not out there in PuTTY, so we're going to look at them. And you can download them and put them in PuTTY if you want to. Okay, so this is pay program. And I could have sworn I put them out there, and I'm now saying I wonder if I actually did type commit for all of them. But anyway, you can put them out if you want to play with them. But this one is coming up with, they're very simple, so I don't think there's a lot of value in putting them out. This one is a V name, V hours, and the cursor is called pay info. So on this one, I wanted to use two tables, but I decided I wanted to link them together. So in the cursor, I actually am linking these two tables together and saying select pay data 1, pay tran 1, dot on each of them. Because I have two files called PayData1 and PayTran1, and I'm getting the name from PayData1 and the hours worked from PayTran1. And I'm getting them for matching people, so I'm matching that the IDs on the two tables are equal. Okay? And then when I come down, I'm saying open PayInfo, fetch PayInfo into VName VHours. While pay info found loop. Okay, and so I am doing a loop, and actually you can't do these, I lied, unless you've got pay data 1 and pay tran 1 out there. Which I thought I had. Now I'm getting curious if I really, I spent time putting those up. I'm going to be really upset with myself. Pay data 1. Yeah, I have the data or the structure out there. Select asterisks from pay data 1
I even have data out there. So how did I manage to not get the program out there? So now I'm saying edit, pay, program. It comes back and says it can't find it. Actually, why didn't somebody tell me what I was doing? I didn't go in through PuTTY. I went in through the one here. So this one is apparently here. But I didn't go in through PuTTY, which is where I had put them last night because they weren't there.
So
it's at sign. Didn't I just save this?
No.
No. Pay program. Exit. At sign pay program. Nope. Ah, I love to stand up here. Edit paste. File save. Maybe I forgot to do that. Mike sits here and keeps track of what I do. At sign pay PROG. Ta-da, it actually worked. And if I look at this and say select asterisk from pay data 1, I get that information. And if I say select asterisk from pay tran 1, I get that. Okay, so you can basically see that Anne French is 1111, and if you look at Anne French, okay, Anne French had 3 transactions for 20, 10, and 15, and there are the 3 transactions. Okay, so I was getting the name from pay data 1 and the hours worked from pay tran 1, where the IDs matched. Okay. So there's the program, and there's what it produced. Okay, so I said select pay data 1, which got me the name, pay trans 1, which got me the hours worked, when the IDs matched. So the 111 got me 3 records, okay? Anne French with 20, Anne French with 10, Anne French with 15. And then I moved on to Robert Coster, and Robert Coster also got me, what, 3, okay? So what I'm doing here, welcome back. What I'm doing here, I'm hoping at least, what I'm doing here is setting up the cursor and then coming down here and doing it, okay? Now, in fact, I could have done this with just plain SQL because I'm not asking any ifs and I'm not asking anything that's terribly sophisticated here. So I could have done this with plain SQL and just put in an SQL. But I just wanted to show you that you can do this kind of thing in PLSQL. And if my while loop had more complicated stuff in it, like if statements and all the rest of it, and calculations based on if statements, then I'd have to do it using PLSQL. Okay? But my while loop really doesn't do anything other than put out a line, and I can do that with PLSQL. So the next one is pay program one. And that's doing the same thing, but now I've got it doing it with a while. So I've got a while with an initializing where I said fetch pay info, and then I put the fetch at the bottom. And I don't think pay info 2 is particularly... Okay, so this one I put in the two cursors in separate cursors. Okay, so at this point I've got two separate cursors. I am taking the data from pay data one and putting it in the first cursor, and taking the data from pay tran and putting it in the other cursor. But the pay tran is like the one that we looked at on Tuesday, because the pay tran is isolating out the transactions that go with the first cursor. You got that? Yeah, right.
Actually, kind of helped to read it for me anyway, it looks like, in Notepad plus plus. For whatever.
Yeah, it's highlighted.
Yeah,
it
like
stands out.
It highlights everything that's a command rather than the variable. So,
okay.
So instead of it looking all like just text, you kind of see what it is.
Yeah.
It just pumps out.
It's neat.
Think, yeah,
like it's neater.
Okay, so open it with other, and is it going to come up with Notepad plus plus?
You might need to right click the actual file. That's what I did.
Yeah, that's what I was. Okay. So what do I then click on?
So you download the file again, or open the file, wherever it saved that.
Okay, here it is. So
just click it.
Click it or right click it?
Just the regular click. Just
okay.
Yeah. Save file. Yeah.
Yeah, that's more complicated.
Just really quick. It'll pop up down there.
Yeah, but I thought you were going to give me something easy.
Well, it should have, because ours just populates at the bottom when you click when you click the file.
I think this is it.
Yeah, there you go. And then right-click that file.
Right-click that.
Open containing folder. I don't know if you need to answer that. And then right-click that file.
There's a phone in here?
Yeah, I know.
Apparently.
Yellow?
Whoever.
But right-click that file, and then edit with Notepad++.
That was an awful lot of work.
Well, ours doesn't do all that.
Yeah, for ours it's simple.
Yeah, ours is just like, you click you didn't have to do that. But you know, whatever.
It didn't even make her up.
Hey, well,
open
I didn't
it
even
up.
Yeah,
I did.
Just say no.
But see how, like, it kind
yes.
of stands out?
Okay, yeah. That was too much work, so I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Feel free.
I've been using Notepad for a little too long now, so it just doesn't matter to me.
Okay, but
I
yeah.
the way that looks.
It does. It highlights. Oh, come on, whoever you are. Mm-hmm. I do not really want to talk to you that much. They are persistent. Okay. All right, at ease, guys. So on this one, I'm doing the same thing that I did before. I'm saying fetch page pay info.
That thing just doesn't stop.
Hello? They're long gone.
Wow.
So they must get ringing.
Yeah, right? So open the payroll cursor. I fetch the payroll cursor. While it's found, I do loop. And then I open the tran. And when I open the tran, it's like the other one. I get the matching IDs. Okay? So it's like the other one that we looked at. The one we looked at in class. I'm getting the matching IDs. Okay? Then I put in here that I want a total. And I just go ahead and total the things. Okay? When this loop has finished and has handled all of the things, because I have the found on it, it drops out and writes out the total line. So it drops down, writes out the total line, closes the pay tran cursor, and then fetches another pay info from the pay data. So fetches the next person. When it fetches the next person, it's closed the pay tran. It goes back, it opens the pay tran, and now it just gets the transactions for that second person. So each time it gets the transactions for a person, sets the total to zero, and it steps through and fetches all of the transactions for that person, writes them out, and accumulates the total. Okay, so I've got the and accumulates a total. What?
So I think
I'm going to
start writing this up in
Notepad++. Yeah, I honestly can understand you a little bit better. And it's a little bit ridiculous now that I'm understanding it more, that the loop control is just, I mean, God.
What's the loop control? What do you say?
Well, like going from one cursor to the other in organized fashion to basically...
It stands out.
I can understand it a little bit better.
But here we've got, still not going to do it. You can do it.
Yeah.
10 steps is about 9 steps too many for me. I
don't know why.
I'll try to see if I can figure out a way to get to it faster than that, because
that was
ridiculous.
Open this, update it, What?
So again, I'm opening the payroll cursor and I'm getting the first name because I get the ID and the name. Okay, so I'm getting the first ID and the first name. And then I say, okay, after the fetch, I get it. And then I say, while it's found, then open the matching things from the transaction cursor. Set the total to zero. Read the first transaction. Loop until I've read all of the transactions. And in the loop, I add to the total and put on a line. If I only wanted a total, then I wouldn't put out this DBMS line in there, because that's putting out the information on the transaction. When I've processed all of the transactions for that particular ID, I drop out, write the total line, and close the payroll tran cursor, because I want to read a new person and get the transactions for that person. So I close the payroll tran, I fetch the next person, and then I go back, open the payroll tran, get just the transactions for that person. Okay? Questions? And I'm not sure whether I've got this so that it will work on this one or not. So, pay program 3, was it, or 2?
2.
So she writes 3.
1.
No.
The one that she did
have open. I didn't write the at sign.
Oh.
Unable to open, so I may not have it. That was the right one, so apparently I don't have it out there. I do have it on putty, but I'm not going to go into it right now.
So that would work on putty, but it won't work on SGL Plus?
It would work either place. I just don't have
I
haven't loaded the program.
I mean,
so wait a minute. If I take this program and open it with Notepad, sorry, folks.
You can use FileZilla to load it too, right?
Wait a minute. I don't have any idea. If you can use what to load it?
FileZilla?
Probably. I don't know FileZilla, so therefore...
I just changed the default to open all my programs.
So I'm now going to say edit pay program 2. Okay, guys, my turn. That means you, Chris. Okay, so now I ought to be able to run it. Yes. So you see the transactions that come up, and the transactions are the three records for Anne French, and there's the total. The total is not looking right, so what did I do wrong on the total?
It's just taking the highest number.
It's taking the last number.
Actually, yeah.
So what did I do wrong on the total? V total equals what's already in V total plus V hours worked. Actually, I don't see what I did. Total okay, I do see what I did, and I didn't do anything wrong in the programming. I just had the wrong explanation. So if I look at this and say I want to see select asterisk from Patreon 1, I think was the name of it. Okay. So, if you look at this, Anne French was 20, 10, and 15. And what I was actually writing here was the total so far. So there's the 20, there's the 10, add in the 15, I'm at 45. So that's what I was doing.
So it's adding up as it's going down rather than getting
the
total. So it's a running total.
That's right. So if I had changed this program inside instead of saying V total and changed it to say V hours work, except I need to have a lowercase h there. Okay, and I save that. Okay, I'm in the wrong place. If I go back in here and say edit pay program 2 and I change that to V hours work as opposed to V total, file save, file exit, and then I say @ good morning. There's still a class going on. @ pay program 2, now it's giving me the right thing. because it's now saying 2010-15. Okay, so it's giving me the transactions of 2010 and 15, and then it's giving me the total of 45. So that's what I had forgotten, that I had a running total going in there as opposed to showing the individual transactions. Okay.
So in an instance where like a running total would be good if it was like one person, but like it's a lot of different numbers going on.
That's right. And the running total, I mean, why would I add in a final total if I had a running total? So, for some reason, when I wrote this program, I had a running total, and then I went in and I added in, show me the final total. And when I did that, it was kind of redundant, because why show the total for Anne French when the last Anne French is going to show the total for it? Okay. So that got very redundant. Okay. Student check.
It's saved now because it quit save last time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just opening, like usually, it went to that up top in the right hand corner. Okay. It went to that instead because it was last option check.
Was not, yeah, okay. Now it's opening in web matrix.
Well, you know, it wouldn't happen if, you know, we wasn't going with no fat plus plus, you know.
There's web matrix and it outlines for you too. Do you like that one?
Yeah, it works fine too. Your web matrix opens way faster than ours does. Ours takes like 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
I love it because I like his much.
Well, mine opened fairly fast this time, at least. So, again, this is just showing. Okay, guys, this is, for some reason, you guys are overly talkative, shall we say, this morning? Okay, so I'm saying select those things from, and I've got two files, and I'm making it based on major code. Okay, so again, it's just an example of going through and using multiple tables, and on this one, I end up doing some lines that I put out. And I also do an insert because I'm making, putting records into a table. Okay. So I'm doing a calculation. This is the courses, this is the credits somehow need. I'm calculating it for whatever reason. And I then do an insert of the student code and what they need into the table. And then I go back and fetch the next one. So basically, you can set up two cursors for each individual file, or you can handle it by having a link within the cursor where you're linking the two tables together.
Is there a limit to how many cursors you can have?
Not that I know of. Okay.
Why would you?
It's far beyond anything that you're ever going to.
Like, why would you need cursors besides, like, maybe demonstration cursors?
Because the cursors allow you to access each record individually. And SQL does not let you do that. SQL doesn't let you go in, check somebody's code, and then determine the pay raise they're going to get based on their code. Okay? It doesn't let you look at individual records. It lets you look at a clump of records. Show me everything that meets this criteria. Show me everything that meets that criteria.
So SQL would literally change everything where the cursor would change.
That's
specific.
Right. And the cursor lets you go in and ask, look at each individual record, which you can do in SQL, but you have to write a different SQL every time. Okay? But it lets you look at and go through each individual record and process each record differently. So you can ask a series of if statements and process each record differently. And you're missing that in SQL. And so that's why they add in the language to give you that level of power. Okay, SQL is wonderful for a whole lot of things you're doing, but it doesn't let you process individual records effectively. It lets you do it, but it's not effective.
A lot of them.
Right.
Yeah,
So if I have 100,000 records and I want to say everybody in this category gets this raise, everybody in that category gets that raise, and maybe I've got two categories, subcategories, and go through. So I want to look at each record individually. Then this gives you that power.
Do it all in one, but the other in SQL, you have to do it all individually in four different, so you can change it four different.
Records, you've got to go in. If you want to handle the records differently, you're going to have to go in. I mean, you can do in SQL everybody that meets this grouping and get a group of records back, but if you want to handle records individually, you've got to do it this way. It just adds to your power. SQL is a wonderful thing, and it's terrific for getting reports and getting information, but it has the limitation of not making it easy to handle each record individually and ask if statements about each record. Such that if this if statement isn't true, then I'm going to check this one. If this one isn't true, I'm going to check this one. That kind of thing, it doesn't give you that power.
I'll check this one, and then make another code,
and
I'll check that
one. Right. And, I mean, you can have user input coming in, but you're still running them the same time. You're running them multiple times, whereas this one, you just put it in, run it, and go out to lunch and come back, and it's been done a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We didn't quite get through those. Because we had another in a series of interesting classes. So I want to look at the donor ones next time, but those are... well, actually, they're very simple.
I feel like we made progress today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you get? How did you mess me up?
What happened was, it just when you hit save, it just saves the last, like, your last.
Okay, what?